You are listening to Jai Long and this is Make Your Break. Today I'm talking to Steph Marie and she has been a sailor inside the six-figure business map for quite a while now, and I've seen her grow so much over the years. I feel like I'm like a proud parent, to be honest. And she is actually speaking at the Unrealistic Workshop coming up, which is so cool. I remember reaching out to her and she was like, "What? Are you serious? All right, let's do it." And she's just been in the educational space. She's been growing leaps and bounds. She does her own workshops. I've spoken at quite a few of her workshops as well, which has been so special. And she loves to bring a real personal side to her brand, I guess, to her business and to her clients and to the way that she creates her digital products and everything else. So I'm really excited today to get some practical tips on how we can be more personable in our business and what that actually looks like. So I'm really, really excited for you to hear Steph's take on all of that. Now, she's going to be teaching deeper on this at the Unrealistic Workshop as well. She's going to share some really cool stories. If you don't have a ticket yet, I think you are running out of time. So you better make sure you head over to my Instagram account at jailong.co and send me a DM, the word workshop, and I'll send you all the details. But Steph is one of the speakers. She is an amazing person in the community, in the photography community, and she's doing big things. And I'm so excited to see her in the room full of people, full of ambitious people just like you that are making something of themselves, going out there and following those dreams, which is really cool. So let's get into today's episode. Steph, hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's 9 p.m. here in the States, but I'm good. I'm awake.
I'm really excited to talk to you. Have I had you on the podcast before? I don't think I have.
No, never. But I'm here now.
Okay, so here's a few interesting things. You started working with us quite a while ago inside the six-figure business map and through a lot of different things. You have grown leaps and bounds. You now run your own workshops and you do some really cool stuff in the community. And I'd say you're an amazing up-and-coming educator. You're doing some really cool stuff. I got to speak at some of your workshops as well, which I'm very thankful for. And now you get to be on the big stage on the Unrealistic Workshop as well, which I feel like it's so cool to see your journey over the last few years and see where you're going. And then it's cool on my behalf to be able to, like, you know, put together a stage and get people on it as well. So I'm thankful that you said yes and you're going to be there.
Well, it's funny because when you asked me to be a part of the workshop, I was at a coffee shop with my husband. And when I got your message, and I was like, I don't know if I could do that and get on a stage and talk in front of all those people. And my husband was like, say yes before you can say no. I'm like, okay. So I think I responded to you with one word. It was just yes. And he was like, just type it and you can't even think about it. Because my
That's
big
amazing.
Model, like this year is doing things, like being scared, but doing it anyway. And it terrifies me. But I'm
How's that working out for you?
It's going well. I think there's been times and I just fail and I fall flat on my face, but that's how you grow, by just saying yes to things when you're just nervous and scared out of your mind to do them. But I'm very grateful for you for asking me. And I remember you bringing it up to me a while ago and you're like, you want to help me plan it? And then I never heard anything about it. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, he's literally doing it. And then you asked me to speak at it. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, okay, I need to, like, rise to the occasion, but very excited. It's coming up really, really quick. August is right around the corner.
I know, it's wild. So today we're going to dive into a little bit of, what are we talking about today, actually?
Good question. I'm really excited about this topic. It's all about personability and bringing the human back into your business. I think you can kind of get a little clouded with, like, the marketing or hitting six figures or the following count or getting as many likes and getting a reel to take off, like whatever it is. And we can get so bogged down with it that we kind of forget who we are just as a human and as a person. We build this business and we have this big following, but sometimes you go on pages, you're like, what is this person's name? Or what is this person all about? It kind of ties back to your why in a way, but it's just a different take that I think will be refreshing to hear.
I'm really excited about this.
I'm excited about it. I was between two topics. It was like workflow and then personability and just kind of bringing the human side out. And I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm really good at this, but I used to be really bad at it. So I think just years of experience and just kind of getting myself out there on stories.
So this is your own journey of just like, you recognize that you weren't great at this, and then you've kind of turned it around, and now you're sharing the things that you learned along the way.
Right. So when people come to me, like when I do like mentorships, whatever, I'm like, Stephanie, I just can't. I'm like, I get it. But you can show up in other ways, even if it's not slapping your face on an Instagram story right away. It can be totally different. And eventually you grow into it. You grow into your voice, and you grow kind of like me growing into like the education space. Like everyone started from square one and zero. It's like followers. We look at people with 100K followers and stuff like that, or like they just were born with it, but you grow into it. So yeah, a bunch of different experiences and things have kind of led me to now. So I think it's going to be really cool to be able to share that with a lot of people that are with us in person, but also virtual. So yeah, I have a lot of thoughts, and I'm getting my presentation together now. And I'm like, how am I going to put all of this in? But it'll be good. I'm excited.
That's awesome. Can you give an example of how we could show up if we don't want to slap our face on everything everywhere?
The really easy answer to that, like the one that's just like super simple, is like in ways of, okay, you don't want to get on your story on Instagram and talk. It's not being so curated. I think Instagram posting, we curate it. We pick the best feed, the best picture to put on your feed and stuff like that. But story, it's just a place to be very just not so curated. So it's like the laundry on the floor. It's like your coffee cup. It's like your dog. It's just little things that you can post from your day to day that isn't so, it's not a selfie of you and you slapped a million filters on it and change the construction of your face and put it up like editing today. It's like, show us in your pajamas editing. Show us like in the top bun, like with no makeup on. Like you don't have to perform. But there was one thing that you said in a podcast of like showing up authentically. And you're like, that is different to everybody, authentic, like what that means it to is. You. So
yeah.
I think this topic of bringing up like personability and how to do that, like I'll show in ways that I do it, but you take it and make it into your own. I think me, I'm a little bit too vulnerable, not too vulnerable, but I'm very, yeah, I'm just a little bit too much sometimes, but you don't necessarily have to get really deep with it. Like if there's some things you don't want online, don't put it online. But like, for instance, my dad passed away in 2015, and that was a big thing in my life where I just hit absolute rock bottom, and going through that experience, looking back, helped me build a certain confidence around that situation that let me put myself out on social media in a way that just showed people they weren't alone in that. And business owners, we go to the amazing destinations and the amazing locations and followers and whatever it is, but there's humans behind businesses that go through things. And I feel like my audience, the people that follow me, I feel like I know so many of them on a very, very personal level, not so much like they DM me, like, where, what location is this? They're DMing me really deep things that I think just goes a really long way. And it just feels like you build a family and not so much follow me and look at what I'm doing, but follow me along my journey. And I want to hear about yours as well, if that makes sense.
It's really interesting because I'm the same. Like everyone that shares stuff with me, I'm like, wow, I'm so thankful that you feel comfortable sharing that with me. Like I get so many deep messages and audio messages and videos and things that have happened in people's lives and stuff like that. And I do feel like in the last even 12 months, people are starting to realize the value of building a community over building a following. I think there's a huge difference.
Two separate things. Yes.
So, it's so different. Everyone always thinks like a community is a following, but it's not. You know, you can get a following from a viral video, but that doesn't mean you've built a community.
Right. And the people that kind of blow up, like you blow up on a reel and it's just kind of, I think there was one time where one reel went viral and I woke up and I was like, you have 2,000 followers. I'm like, who are you people? Then it feels like you have to reconnect with everybody and like what you're about. Some people just follow you because they're like, oh, it went viral and just all these people just follow you. But then the next week, a bunch of people unfollow you because it's like, oh, actually, I'm not really interested in what you do.
Yeah, I don't know who you are. Yeah.
Right. So sometimes we can envy, because I've been there, done that, where people blow up overnight and then it's like, oh my, because before I had like this dumb K next to my following count, it was always a goal of mine. Oh my gosh, once I get that dumb letter next to my follower account, I'll be happy. And then I do. And it's such an empty feeling. So if you chase that, if that's what you're chasing, is the follower count, is the likes, is the views, it's such an empty feeling. And building a community, it takes time. It takes patience. And even if you do blow up on a reel, that's awesome. But followers only really take you so far. If you don't have a deep connection with them, all you got is a person you know nothing about. So,
well, people don't realize now that following means way less this year than it did last year and the year before and the year before. Because before, especially when Instagram first started or Twitter first started, like your stuff went to someone that followed you and then they seen it and they interacted with it. But now it doesn't work like that anyway. So I could have zero followers and then create a really good reel and it gets in front of a lot of people that don't follow me. And so the following count doesn't actually matter, but it does matter when you do have a community, because you could have the small amount of followers, but you could have a strong community and they will share your content because they love what your message and the content that you create and how you've impacted them in some way. And then that message can get further and further.
Yeah, it's just that it's a mindset thing. Just like anybody starting a business or whatever, we get hung up on the followers. You just do. But I think there's just a switch that goes off at one point where it's like there is something so profound and deep about somebody following you and they have a whole life behind them. We can just look at whoever it is that is your photography idol or whoever, and we can just look at all the places they go and we forget they have a whole life. They're going through things. So I just think it's a healthy refresh just to be re-reminded. And that's kind of what I want to get across in LA, that just we're all human and we have different things to bring to the table. We can just get too fixated on just very artificial things to where you might just fall back in love with your business if you do a check-in with yourself. What are you trying to get out of this business? What kind of people do you want to attract and what do you want to build? And just getting deeper with it can go a really long way. So, yeah.
So what are you trying to, who are you trying to attract and what are you trying to build?
That's a really good question. I think life is so short. And when I lost my father in 2015, it really rocked my world. And it was just a very, I'm going to talk about it a little bit in LA, so I don't want to not spill the beans because that's a very sad story, but just something a little bit more raw and real that I kind of want to bring to the table that I don't have any issue doing. But when I lost him traumatically, all of a sudden, it just put everything in perspective for me, just how short life is and just the scarcity of life. And I just got kind of taken back. And I had to take a break from photography for about 2 years. And I'm like, okay, I just need to kind of refocus on like, why do I want to do this? Because my dad also got me my first camera. So it was just all ache there. Like, I don't want to do photography anymore. And then I picked it back up. I'm like, no, I want to do this. And then when I started to get into the education field, I'm like, this is cool. This is really cool to be able to help people from where I once was and build them up to my level and above, and all the DMs that I get all the time of the way that kind of my openness has impacted them and the mentorships that I do and stuff like that. So I want, the short answer is I want to build a community that just wants to go deeper than just the surface level photography stuff. Just sometimes, especially with like Facebook groups, I joined a Facebook group and it kind of can seem a little bit surface level where it's like, okay, shoots and this and that. And I was like, I'm just going to build one. So I made a Facebook group and I'm like, okay, we'll see how this goes. And just the conversation in there and like the little chat thing you can do, it just, it goes deeper than just, okay, and how do I do this? And what lens do you use? It's very fulfilling versus me always trying to figure out the next real idea to take off or whatever. It's, I can go back to my community and connect with them and we can fill each other's cups up in different ways. It's not just the superficial stuff. Not that that stuff is bad and locations aren't fun and connecting with people on those kinds of levels aren't good, but it's just that real life thing that makes you feel not so alone in this industry, because it's very lonely. And I've had my fair share of that, losing friends and just things that just kind of leave you a little bit empty. So I think to fill that hole for me, I wanted to just connect with my audience deeper. And it's made it so much more exciting to show up for my business every day, because it's just like, okay, this feels greater than me. To where years ago, it felt like I was always trying to fill up my own cup and like, okay, how can I get more followers or how can I get in front of more people? And I flipped that.
So you were trying to like take, 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 and now you flipped it to give, give, give.
Yeah. Because once you're in the beginning and then you see everybody else blowing up, you're going to want that. It's not bad. Well, it's not a bad thing just because it's the human way to think. But it wasn't until I flipped that from, because sometimes you give, and people take, and then you just feel empty and you just feel like you don't have anything else to give. So there's been moments where I'm like, I think I'm kind of sick of this giving thing, but it's really the thing that just keeps the wheels turning. And it's very fulfilling to help others along their journey and let them kind of air out their stuff. And if they have anything business-wise, they know that they can bring it to me. And it's an open space when we do mentorships and stuff like that. So yeah, it's just been very fulfilling comparing my business now to, like, say, 5-6 years ago.
I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on this one concept, but I think if you want to stay successful for longer in your career, there's this point where a lot of people get to where they start off by giving, and they go like, what's in it for you as in the client? Like, what's in it for you as in a friend or community member? What's in it for you? And then we get to a certain point where our ego takes over and go, no, I'm worth more than this. And then we go, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Like, if I get on your podcast, what's in it for me? If I get on your stage, what's in it for me? And whenever I see people make that flip and it's like a clear line, I usually see their trajectory starting to go downwards because they stop creating value for the people around them or for, you know, getting on the stage, for instance. When I think about that, we go on an unrealistic workshop. The only thing I'm thinking is like, what's in it for all the people that bought a ticket? What's in it for them? Right. And how can I bring them something when I'm on the stage? You know, what's in it for you, Steph, when you get there? And I find that really interesting. It's kind of in line with what you're talking about there. It's like the giving mentality or the taking mentality.
And it's hard. It's hard to have the giving mentality sometimes because people can take and people can take advantage. And it's just kind of, if you decide to give, be ready to get taken advantage of and people just taking and no one filling up your cup. And I think it's good to realize that, to balance it out, like book a mentorship with someone. Cause sometimes I'm always teaching other people or educating other people. I'm like, okay, I need my cup filled as well to where if I want to book a mentorship or I need to vent out things. Cause sometimes it just feels like everyone vents out to me all the time. And that can be a little heavy with certain things where I'm like, okay, I just need an outlet too. And I think I crossed that threshold like a few months ago because it's just normal. And you kind of feel heavy with those kinds of things. But giving.
So to overcome that, do you do that by surrounding yourself with different people that inspire you?
Yeah, you. I have different people like in the industry, but then also in my personal life that keep me going to where I can turn off the business mind. I can't stop. Business is just always, it's always going. It's always the next thing. Answering every single DM. It can get a lot sometimes to where I need better boundaries and people to keep me in check, like my husband, to where maybe I'm going a little bit too hard or I just need a break. Breaks are good. Breaks are healthy. I think sometimes we think we take a break and like our business success is just tanking and it's just not true. Sometimes I'll go until I hit a brick wall and then I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I should take like a week or two to just myself and to regroup with me. Because the better you are, the better you can serve people. So if I'm, you can't pour from an empty cup, I think is the saying. So I think there was one stage where I was just empty and I was just convincing myself out of it. I'm like, no, I'm good. Trying to pour from this empty cup where I'm like, I am just over it. So I needed to just take a break to kind of reconnect with me so I could better serve the people around me. So yeah, giving is definitely the way, even though it can be hard.
If you show up and have more breaks, does that mean, and does it help you show up more personable?
Ooh, good question. I would say I found like journaling has helped me like a lot. And I used to really roast journaling. Like, I'm like, what could you possibly write? I'm not a big writer. I just kind of, I wasn't ever about it. So I'm like, let's just do it. And I think for a few days, every morning, I was just write out my thoughts, like personal thoughts, business thoughts, whatever. But reconnecting with me and my faith is really important to me and praying a lot and just kind of reconnecting to who Steph is. Because if I'm being honest with myself, for certain things that I struggle with in my personal life, just giving attention to those things and not burying them under the rug to just be like, okay, no, those aren't there. I need to go help everybody else and not help myself. That's kind of how I thought for a really long time. But kind of uncovering that rug and being like, okay, here is a few things that I need to work on personally, and then I can better serve those people around me. But that's hard to do, to kind of admit to yourself that you need an outlet, that you need to talk to somebody else, or you need to do whatever it is. The first thing is admitting, and then it's the action. So yeah, I would say definitely taking care of yourself is first and foremost the most important thing. And then you can pour into other people around you. But those things I struggle with, some things are best kept personal. So at an event I spoke recently, someone asked, what's the line between being vulnerable and being too vulnerable? Like personable, like where do you draw that? And I think that's different for everybody. For me, I don't have a problem talking about my grief journey with my dad and kind of what happened there. I'm very open with it, to where years ago, like when it happened, and then a year after, and then 2 years after, no way. I couldn't even talk about it without crying. But now it's a different story in the way of what I went through was meant to help other people, both personal and in business life, because it kind of just goes hand in hand. My dad's a big part of my why and why I do photography and why I want to educate people. So it all just kind of flows in. So if you went through something similar and you don't feel like posting it on social media, amazing. You might in 5 years. But if you would have asked me 5 years ago, no way would I be posting it on social media. So it's kind of just the journey, but realizing that everybody has something personal, whether it's the laundry on the floor, whether it's you with no makeup editing. Like if you have to start there, start there. But I think just kind of uncovering the human a little bit just in business can just be so refreshing, to where sometimes I post things and people are like, thank you for posting this. Cause no one ever posts this kind of stuff. I'm like, I know. Cause who would? No one wants to show themselves with no makeup on. No one wants to admit that they're dealing with some stuff in their personal life, like grief. Like no one wants to do those things. But just finding something that's personal to you and tapping into that just a little bit can really just show itself in the future, and the connection you can make with your audience. That's more than just like you show up on Instagram once a month posting the set from Italy and you get 200 comments, don't respond to any of them, and then the end. So it's just a different way to look at it.
So do you think if you're looking after yourself and all that kind of stuff, you have more clarity on who you are, so then you can be more comfortable in showing up the way that you want to show up, and you will have more clarity around like what is it that you want to show and how do you want to move through the world and how do you want to build connections?
Yeah, all of that. It's just it's a journey. It's not just a light switch thing. And I think that's what I really want to get across next month, is this isn't just something where you go home and be like, okay, I'm going to be more personable and I'm just going to air out all my laundry to the whole world. It's a big journey, the things that you go through, and just the journey with yourself first. It can just be admitting it to you and journaling and just kind of meditating on the things that you've gone through in the past that maybe you've healed from now that you want to showcase, but it's different for everybody. So I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I'd even say like, it's not even something as big as that. Like it could literally be like you sharing the journey of you showing up on social media, because you don't typically like to show up on social media, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it can be teeny, to where just pick up your phone, maybe record 20 seconds of your face. I think that's what's pushed all the time is, show up on your story, show up on your stories, show up on your stories. And people, it's just so daunting to a lot of us, where years ago, you could not tell me that I get on my stories and talk. That was like death to me. Like I was not getting on my stories and speaking for minutes at a time, like no way. So that's just an example. Over time, you get better at it. So even if it's like, okay, every day this week for 10 seconds, I'm just going to do a check-in, just something, or going live on Instagram. Oh, I love doing that. Just going live and working. It gets awkward when you go live and you set it up and then nobody watches your live and it goes 1 from 0 and you're like talking to yourself. It can get really awkward. So sometimes just I put on live and I just work. So it's like, okay, no one's watching. Okay, 20 people are watching. Okay, 10 people are watching. It's just a way to show your face and that you're a human. Just because photography is just all other people. Yeah. It's just all other people, and that's all you're dished, and no one ever gets to see your face. So if you just get on live and just be like, okay, 30 minutes every day when I'm doing what I usually do anyway, I'm just going to turn on live and just talk to people who come in. And it's going to be awkward and you're not going to feel great. But after like your 10th time, it's going to be second nature to you. It's just be allowing yourself to be uncomfortable, because a lot of people run from that. And I used to do it all the time. And that's why this year, just the big thing is just like, okay, you're uncomfortable, you're nervous, you're scared. Great. That's what you should run towards. Because if we stay in the comfortable area, I mean, that's just it. You're just going to kind of stay. You like to use the word complacent, and I love that. You just kind of get comfortable, and it's just like, okay, this is good enough, but you could do so much more. So maybe just journaling about a few things. What could you do to get yourself out of your comfort zone? What makes your heart go 50 miles per hour? Do those things, and it'll feel like you made waves. Because in the last few years, I'm like, how the heck has my Instagram grown so much? And I've done all these things. They all add up, even if it feels like nothing's moving. Because even now I can feel like, oh my gosh, everything is just staying still. Like, I'm not going forward at all. But then when I look back, I'm like, holy cow. Okay, hold on. I want to talk about one thing because it just came to my mind. I do this thing in my camera roll that I recommend everybody do. It's called a progress folder. I just name it that, and I name it like my business name or whatever. I started it years ago, and I have screenshots in there of like when I first started photo, when my first booking, I have it when I first started my shop. I have a video of me crying in my dorm room when everyone was doing all the things that I wanted to do. And it's crazy because now when I start comparing myself to other people, or I'm like, I am not moving at all, I will go back to that folder and compare me to her. And I'll be like, wow, I am actually making ridiculous waves and actually really going forward. So that's kind of a fun little trick to make it seem, to prove to yourself that you are moving the needle, so to speak, even when
we always forget, don't we? And I do the same thing. I do it in a bit of a different way, but I do it as a notes folder. I got a folder. It's actually called, like, I think it's like called 2019 resolutions, because I wrote down my goals.
Oh, yeah.
But then underneath that goal, after the first month, I actually tracked all my personal everything, like every little thing. And then every month since then, I've done that. So when I like scroll back through, I can see all the numbers changing. I can see where I was. I can see the goals that I had every year, the ones that I like completely smashed, or the ones I haven't achieved yet. And it's just such a quick little reminder of like, oh, it's a snapshot of where I am. I've come a long way, actually.
It's the coolest thing to just re-remember. And I have to do it often. And if you have to do it every day, do it every day. But sometimes we can just get so consumed with what everybody else is doing. It's like, check in with yourself. Like, both personally, but also just what you're doing in your business. It's so cool to see, even if you just started it a week ago.
I think a lot of this stuff comes down to just the phrase, mind your own business. You know, so often we literally get around and we're like poking our nose to everyone else. What's everyone else doing? What's their metrics? What's their followers? What's their view count? What's this? What's that? How much bookings? Yeah. But it's like, man, if you should be looking at your own stats, you know, mind your own business, like get back to work. Right. If you've got enough time to look at other people's stuff, you just don't have enough work. So get in there and go like solve that problem.
Literally. And we can just go down the rabbit hole. And I think we get inspiration and comparison really confused. And we're just like, okay, I'm so inspired by this person. But now you're picking them apart so much that now you're picking yourself apart so much. It's like, wow, my editing doesn't look like this person. I can't get my grains like this, and yada, 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 yada. And it just goes on and on and on, to where I just needed to really train myself to get off Instagram. Like, when I go on, it's with purpose. Yes. It's okay. I'm commenting on something. I'm posting something. I'm getting on a story. I'm not on there. Like, my screen time used to be, I'm not even going to say it, it used to be ridiculous, because I would scroll and scroll and scroll. But now, screen time Instagram, maybe an hour or two a day, which is like so much less than what it used to be, to where now it's very purposeful and more businessy driven. When I go on, it's with purpose, and it's not to pick myself apart by comparing myself to everybody
some stuff,
else.
Yeah. So, well, even one hack for that, even on Threads now that's just started, Lelu was asking me, he's like, oh, did you just follow everyone you follow? And are you just following everybody? And I'm like, I follow like five people. Lelu's one of them. Right. And then a couple of people that inspire me. But I think too many people follow too many people. And then you get on there and all you can do is consume, because it's like, there's so many new posts from so many people, so many friends, so many peers. But it's like, man, I don't follow any of my competitors, to be honest. I don't even follow my friends. Like, I follow some people to inspire me, because I want it to fill my cup when I open up that app, not to look around at what other people are doing.
Yes.
And that's an easy way.
Yes. And when you open an app and it's just a bunch of people that you're envious of, what's that doing? It's just kind of stopping you in your track a little bit and just literally paralyzes you. I compared myself to somebody when I first started in my business, and I was, oh my gosh, like everything that person was, I'm like, I have to emulate that. So I copied everything that they did. And then I eventually, I'm like, you know what? I just need to unfollow this person, get them out of my viewpoint. I'm talking like this was when I first year of business. And then years went by. And I think it was the beginning of or mid last year. It doesn't matter. I got a message from somebody and it was like in the requests. I'm like, who is this? And it was someone like, I don't know if you remember me, but you used to ask me so many questions back when you first started photo. And now look at you. I stopped photography for 2 years because I got in a rut. It's just so crazy where you are now. I'm like, that's insane. Because that person I cried over. Like I was so envious of that person. And the second that I put my head down and just focused.
Got to work. Mind your own business.
Yeah, minded your own business and actually put action to what I wanted to do. And it all
happened. You'll see results. So,
yeah. And it's really cool to look back. But then even now, like you can be now present day. And now it's like, okay, now who am I comparing myself to? Now, what do I want to do? So it's almost like it's never enough. So just getting inspired by yourself and like how far you've come and giving that credit. We don't give ourselves credit half the time. You probably don't give yourself nearly enough credit and all the things that you've accomplished in this event that you're putting together. It's insane. So I don't know. I just think it's a good reminder.
I do need to book a mentoring session with you so I can learn that.
Okay,
sure.
Perfect. I'll invoice you after.
Can you tell me, have you got any clear wins that you remember and it came directly from you showing up as yourself and being personable with your brand?
Ooh, that's a really good question. You should have emailed
me. Overall, there's like a lot, but I want to know if there's like a story.
I would say when I first started like mentorships, I was so kind of terrified of them. And I'm like, okay, I just want to kind of put myself out there and see what happens. Because I feel like at that point, it was like the summer after, I think it was like my first year of college or something. And I was back with my mom at her house. And I felt like at that point, I gained a really good like community and audience from kind of just being myself and not being very like businessy. And so I was like, okay, what if I just posted about mentorships? And this was when I first started. Holy cow. My inbox was just absolutely through the roof. And that one summer, I have a journal of every single Instagram handle that I mentored because I wanted to remember it. I did over 150 mentor sessions in one summer. I just sat and they weren't like hours. It was like 30 minutes, like the pay what you can mentor sessions type of things. I think one person paid me like $5 for 30 minutes. Then there was another one who paid me like $350 for 30 minutes. So it was funny, kind of the range, but I caught myself. I'm like, I'm kind of being upset about the $5 person. I'm like, well, that sucks. $5, slap me with it. But I realized I'm like, this isn't the reason that I'm doing it. I'm not doing it for the money. These people booked me because they trust me. And I think that's a big takeaway from just being personable. It all starts with trust. It's not showing up fakely and trying to be personable in a fake way. It's people want to feel like they trust you to buy your products, to get your mentorships, to buy whatever it is you're selling. They want to feel like they know the person. It's just like a photographer. It's like someone books you for your wedding or your elopement. Yes, they're booking you because you have pretty work, but they trust you at the end of the day. That's the core piece of it. So that was a pretty cool thing because it was like the whole, like, I think I did it for like 2 weeks and it was just sitting. I was wake up early in the morning, sit on the same place on the floor until my butt was numb. And I just did mentor session calls all day long. But I think I only booked those because I was personable, because people trusted me, because I showed up as Stephanie, not Steph Marie Photo. I think we can put our business hat on sometimes and we want to show a certain side of us. We all want to look like we're making six figures and we're booking to the roof. But I've had months where I'm like, we're going to pitch a tent. Like that's just what we're going to do. So I think it's just refreshing to bring in a side to business that just isn't I'm making six figures and I made $70,000 in one day. It's just like, we're all human. We all have goals. We all want to make money to support our family and do all of that. But why can't you do both? You can make money and you can do all that, but you can also show the human in you.
Love that.
Anyway, was that your question?
Yeah, that was the answer. Are you excited about the workshop in Los Angeles?
Yes. I think about it every day, actually. My husband's like, we need to start practicing your presentation. I'm like, all right, rally together some folks and we can start practicing. I posted about it on my Instagram.
You don't need to practice.
But my husband, I swear, he is more nervous than me. I'm like, are you getting in front of this many people? And every day he's like, what are you thinking? Like, we were on our way from church the other day. He's like, do you want to go over some talking points? I'm like, Cameron, would you like to get on the stage? Like, I'm so confident in it. And he makes me feel so not confident because he's like, what about this? And what about that? But he's my biggest cheerleader. Awesome. So he's cool. It's going to be really fun. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you need to.
I think people need to get in-person tickets. Hey, that's the key.
I think so too. Like, don't get in your pajamas. I know it's tempting to get in your pajamas and go on the couch, but
yeah, get in your car, get
on
there.
Some jeans. Yeah.
Go meet some people.
Book the it'll be the best decision you've ever made because it's Jai behind it all. He's gotten together so many amazing people. No idea who the Stephanie chick is, but he hired her too. but he's put all of this together and so much work, and he is just the best. So if you are coming in person, you're in for it because it's going to be an experience.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool. I get to meet Lulu in person. I'm so excited.
I know. And me.
She's the best. And you, but mostly you.
Hey, Steph, thank you so much for jumping on here. I'm really excited to see you in just a few weeks. Where can we find you? And can we drop you a message and say hello?
Oh my gosh, please come drop me a message. I'm on Instagram, Steph Marie Photo. Yay. It was so funny because that handle was like taken for the longest time and I snagged it. So I'm so happy. It's going to be my handle forever. But yeah, Steph Marie Photo on Instagram. Come say hi. Message me. If you're coming in person, double message me because I want to see.
If you're coming in person, message me as well.
Yeah. Message everyone.
Yeah. Message one of your friends. Bring a friend.
Bring a friend or two. Bring the whole family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bring corral them all.
Awesome. Hey, Steph, thanks so much for jumping on the call with me. And I know that everyone gets to hear from you, your personality, your viewpoint and everything, and they're going to be in for a treat when they see you up on stage and the stuff that you bring. So no pressure, but lots of pressure.
It's like 10 times pressure. I think you messaged me, bring the fire, and I'll bring the fire. I will try to.
Bring the fire. Because I'm like, I want to overcompensate for my talk. I'm like, my talk's going to be crap. Let's make sure Steph is working real hard.
Oh yeah, just hand me a microphone, I'll just go at it. No worries, no pressure at all.
You can actually do my accent and do my talk for me as well.
Actually, I'll put Cameron up there, he'll do it in your accent, he'll do my whole talk. It'll be great.
You're listening to Jai Long.
Right, he would kill it.